2002 has been a busy year for mortgage refinancings. In many cases, homeowners took cash out of their properties and used the money to pay off their credit cards, do some remodeling work, or simply stash it in the bank. Rising home prices have made people feel richer, even as the value of their stock portfolios has declined. However, many economists believe the refinancing boom may have run its course. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Matt Tripodi is 32 years old and lives in Arlington, Virginia, a suburb outside Washington, D.C. He and his wife both work, and they have two young children. Like a lot of homeowners, the Tripodis recently refinanced their mortgage for the second time in a little over a year and a half, slashing their monthly mortgage payment.
It's at least a $600 difference. I know that I've dropped substantially about $600 a month on my mortgage payment.
The Tripodis lowered their mortgage interest rate from 6.625% to 5.5%. And along with reducing their monthly payment, they were also able to take $20,000 in equity from their home, money they used to pay off credit card debt and to help pay for a nanny to watch the kids. Mark Zandi is with Economy.com. He recently looked at how the wave of mortgage refinancing by millions of people like the Tripodis has affected the broad economy.
We have never, ever seen levels of refinancing like we are seeing today. This is unprecedented by a significant order of magnitude.
Since the refinancing boom really heated up 2 years ago, it's estimated 40% of mortgages have been refinanced, totaling around $2.5 trillion. That's more than the combined annual economic output of France and Canada. Zandi says along with attractive rates, consumers also have another incentive to refinance now.
Transaction costs are low and falling. It's a lot cheaper now to get a mortgage than 5, 10, 15 years ago.
The decline in transaction costs may be one of the most significant but least discussed factors fueling the refinancing boom. Transaction costs currently total only about 0.5% of the typical mortgage loan. A decade ago, transaction costs were roughly 3 times that. Eric Belsky is executive director of the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard. He says while some of the money saved as a result of mortgage refinancing is going to pay off debt, a significant portion is also working its way into the economy.
It's hard to estimate exactly how much of an impact this has had, but it appears that probably somewhere around $80 to $90 billion is being spent, so it's just had an enormously positive impact on economic activity.
It's estimated about a fifth of GDP growth over the past 2 years is a direct result of mortgage refinancing, leading some economists to question what would happen if the real estate market were to sour. However, most don't think the fact so many people have taken money out of their homes poses much of a problem given the big run-up in home prices. David Burson is chief economist at Fannie Mae, one of the nation's largest underwriters of mortgage loans.
The amount of equity, is even after refinancing, is very big, and it acts as a tremendous cushion. So if the economy picks up and people have more jobs, I think there will be no problem at all.
Meanwhile, homeowners like Matt Tripodi apparently agree. Despite 2 refinancings already, he says he's ready to do it again if rates go low enough.
Really, we've been on a run here for the past 4 or 5 years that you thought, okay, well, that'll be the end of it. They'll start going up now. But to constantly see it like this has been unbelievable.
With interest rates at around 6% on a 30-year mortgage and adjustable rates well below that, it would be unprecedented if they fell much further. Most economists expect rates to increase if the economy does begin to pick up steam. One wild card, however, Iraq. A recent survey of lenders found many concerned about the effect a U.S. invasion of Iraq would have on spending by consumers, much of which has been fueled in recent years by mortgage refinancings. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.